These days, it seems people are obsessed with being safe. They don't say goodbye anymore. Instead, they say, be safe. They don't say, have a good day. They say, be safe. It's an obsession. A basic human need is safety. And most of us will do almost anything to feel safe. For some, safety is a constant, fleeting thing, and others don't seem to give it any thought. Some put multiple locks on their door, yet others don't even bother to lock their doors. What does it take for you to be assured of being safe? And safe from what or who? Psalm 91, verses 1 to 2. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. At the end of 1999, there were so many people who seemed sure the end of life as they knew it was going to happen when the world clock clicked over from 1999 to the year 2000. People stored water, food, medicine, and some even sold their house in town and moved to the outlands somewhere, then set to work to learn how to gather their own resources. About the same time, the news and media services started publishing that the government was spying on everyone. There grew underlying unrest and distrust, which was exploited, driving people like sheep to prepare for the worst. The airwaves were full of watch out and be careful. I heard one well-known television talking head say, I don't feel safe. I remember thinking to myself, you weren't safe before. The government has been listening in on your conversation for years. Big data gathering firms have been collecting your information one way or another all along. Yet only now you've decided you're not safe? I think a lot of folks only mean safety as in protected from physical harm. But here's the rest of the story about the mental and spiritual assault which is perpetrated on you daily from the news or social media. That's huge. Friends, there is no real safety in this world without Christ. We can be driven in terror, or we can be led by God in peace. What would it take for you to feel safe? And what is your idea of safety? Here at home, there are people within our group of believers who have been delivered, and it is no small thing to know it was God, in His power, who brought us through the storms of life. Let us realize that if we are safe, if your soul is well, then it is God who did it. You didn't provide for yourself. You didn't keep yourself from harm, other than to agree with wisdom and not do what you might have had in mind. God woke you up and kept you safe while you slept. When you think about where the Lord brought you from here and how He opened and closed the doors, I say, if you've got time to think, then you've got time to thank Him also. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The help and hope for the believer is not in the sight and hearing of the world, but in faith and trust in God. Our hope and help doesn't come from the government or community or self-help groups. There's problems in Washington, and trouble brews daily in the rest of the world. An old man told me once, other than the few friends we've got, the very people who shake your hand in the morning may very well stab you in the back in the evening. God is the only true source of safety. Our help, our joy, our satisfaction, our hope for the future doesn't come from what we own, what we have, or what we're going to have. Our help and hope, our safety and defense comes from the Lord. We may get up in the morning employed, and by the evening we are unemployed. But God knows how to take care of who is His. He alone is our safety and the keeper of our shalom place. Psalm 33:20. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. It is God who makes us, not we who make ourselves. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? In my time of trouble, He shall hide me, and in the presence of my enemies, the Lord sets a table before me. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from where my help comes from. Ask yourself, from where and whom does your help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, not from congressional legislation, not from trade deals made in back rooms, not by political agendas, not from having lots of money, not from pharmaceutical companies that are always coming up with a new pill to take, nor the empty promises of doctors, and especially not from the approval of any person, but from the Lord, where we are safe in the arms of Jesus. He is King and a provider. Although I must add, God's idea of what we need and our idea of the provision are often different, and we, not God, but we, set ourselves up for disappointment because we think God must do things the way we have imagined. You know, God doesn't always show up in thunder and storm. Many times it's a whisper that we must still ourselves to hear. He is not God at the last minute. He is always perfectly on time. It may look like the devil has the upper hand, but lean not on your own understanding and acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will come through. He will turn your midnight into day and give you joy for your morning, drying your falling tears. Look beyond your payday, beyond your raise at work, beyond your wife or husband, beyond your friends and co-workers. Look up way above and beyond the speaker at church, for there is someone who loves you more than any of them and can do what no other power can do. He will open doors for you. Just be patient. You don't snap your fingers at the King of the universe. It doesn't work that way. Lift up your eyes unto the hills to see the help which comes from the Lord. He is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the storm, a friend when you are friendless, and bread when you are hungry. The Bible says, "Let everyone that has breath praise the Lord." What is going on outside, you can't control. But what's going on inside? Inside you can be safe in the arms of Jesus. I know you can believe Him. I just wish you would. The Lord is an objective certainty to us. If He said He was with us, then He is with us. If tomorrow is scary to you, God is already there making a way where there was no way. He was already working it out. If you count on anything other than the Lord as your source of strength, God will let you live long enough to see that the false strength is actually your weakness. Give Him time, and I guarantee He will show up as your source of strength. Christ alone is our hope and safety. Trust God in faith, for truly, you are safe in the arms of Jesus. What do you think? Thank you for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.
All right, here we go. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
You're gonna kill us all. What's the matter with you?
Be safe.
Be safe.
You aren't safe.
Don't come in here without a mask. You're not safe.
I panic all the time because I don't feel safe.
You're not safe!
What would it take for you to feel safe?
I haven't felt safe since 1999.
He's safe.
If only people would just practice better safety.
If you would wear a mask, then I would feel safe.
Don't stand too close. I don't feel safe. You're not safe.
Safe from what?
Well, you know.
No, actually I don't.
Why won't you just do what you're told?
Because you're going to kill us all.
You're not safe.
You say you love God and your neighbor, but if you won't wear a mask...
Maybe you don't love God or your neighbor
nearly as much as you think you do.
You're gonna kill us all. What's the matter with you?
Be safe. Be safe.
I don't feel safe. When will I be safe?
Be safe.